This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis on Wednesday left the Rome hospital he was in after undergoing an operation on his colon on July 4th. The 84-year-old left the hospital in a car with tinted windows and was later spotted returning to his home within the Vatican's walls. The Vatican initially said he would be in the hospital for about a week, but his stay lasted for 10 days, and the Pope led the Angelus prayer from his hospital window on Sunday. It's not immediately clear whether Francis' schedule will return immediately to normal. The Vatican says the Pope managed to do some work from the hospital and retained all his powers as pontiff while away. Unrest is raging in South Africa on Wednesday for the six-day running, stoking fears of food and fuel shortages and disruption to farming, manufacturing, and oil refining. The government says 72 people have died and more than 1,200 people have been arrested since former President Jacob Zuma began a 15-month jail term, sparking protests that swiftly turned violent. Looting has hit supply chains and transport links in areas including the Johannesburg region. South Africa's largest refinery late Tuesday declared an emergency beyond its control, shutting down a third of the country's fuel supply. It said it was, quote, temporarily shut down due to the civil unrest and disruption of supply routes. An Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in New York with plotting to lure a U.S. resident and human rights activist from New York City to Iran. The indictment in Manhattan federal court Tuesday alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Wednesday vowed to repel attacks by Ethiopia's, quote, enemies after rebels in Tigray launched a fresh offensive to regain territory in the war-torn region. Tigrayan forces this week claimed a series of battlefield gains in a renewed assault that comes 2 weeks after the federal government declared a unilateral ceasefire in the face of rebel advances. Abiy said he remained committed to peace, even if it came at a quote-unquote cost, but these latest attacks would not go unanswered. The latest rebel push in Ethiopia follows the stunning recapture of the regional capital Mekele last month from federal forces, a turning point in a brutal 8-month conflict that has killed thousands of people and left many hundreds of thousands facing famine. Taliban fighters in Afghanistan said on Wednesday they had taken control of an important border crossing with Pakistan, the latest trading town they have seized as they make advances after the withdrawal of U.S.-led international forces. But Afghan officials say government forces pushed back the fighters and were in control of the border district in the Kandahar province. The post is an important crossing on the border of landlocked Afghanistan and Pakistan, linking the southern Afghan city of Kandahar to Pakistani ports. Afghan government data shows about 900 trucks cross the frontier there every day. The Taliban fighting to expel foreign forces and defeat the U.S.-backed government in Kabul since they were ousted in 2001 have in recent days seized four northern and western border crossings as they capture territory from government forces. A coronavirus cluster at a Japanese hotel where dozens of Brazilian Olympic team members are staying has raised new concern about infections and what the world's top Olympics official promised on Wednesday would be a, quote, historic games. Just over a week before the opening ceremony, new cases linked to the games and spiking infections in the host city highlight the risk of staging the world's biggest sports event during a pandemic even without spectators. A local official says seven staff at a hotel southwest of Tokyo tested positive for the coronavirus, but a 31-strong Brazilian Olympic delegation, which includes judo athletes, are said to be in a so-called bubble in the hotel and separated from other guests and have not been infected. The host city, Tokyo, where a state of emergency has been imposed until after the games on August 8th, also recorded more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases on Wednesday, the most in nearly 6 months. The Olympics were postponed last year as the virus was spreading around the world, and they have lost much public support in Japan because of another surge. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.